Welcome to another episode of This Is Silly with the Wiggins. Mitch, Sarah.
Hey.
Brad.
Hello.
Bird.
Last but not least.
Hey, I'm mixing it up, baby. Because mixing it up is probably a good thing after Saturday.
Wasn't good, was it?
Brad, no. what's your note for Memphis?
I got it all on one card. It just says Memphis, ugh.
That's about appropriate. Thick Tim Howard had a good game against us.
The shot stop against Taylor, Tyler's volley. That would have been a perfect goal.
That was an amazing rip.
He had another good stop on Russell. But we just didn't do enough.
Didn't show up. We did not show up.
Nope.
And I mean, that's what you get for taking games light. I mean, not necessarily saying the players, but the fans. Like, we think that's an automatic win. And we've said it before. I mean, every team in this league can beat you on their day. I mean, I don't think they came out and had a particularly great game.
They didn't have to be, though.
No. Right. That's what I'm saying. We didn't put it in. I mean,
we didn't put it forward was the problem. We didn't really put a lot in the ozone.
I mean, I think Tyler was active in the first half. I think the second half, it just petered to an end. I mean, I don't think... I obviously don't think that was our best performance by any means. But we'd been talking about you have to go in and get those 1-0 results. Mm-hmm. And we did it against two really good teams. So there's no excuse for us, even if things aren't working, we should have at least gotten a draw out of that game.
It was a concert St. Louis FC performance.
Yeah.
We play up to Indy, we play up to Louisville, and then we play down to Memphis. And we've done that for 6 years.
And it's games like that that cost us playoff positions, because mm-hmm. we can always look back at those games.
Somebody else is going to come in there, put a 4 spot on them.
Well, and I don't even need that.
We need a point.
You got to come out of there with a point. Last podcast, you know, we were kind of disagreeing with Joe Chambers in regard to Daniel LaPere. He had a shocking game. I mean,
dreadful.
First 10 minutes, he lost possession 3 times. And I'm like, oof.
And I was like, oh, now I see what Joe was talking about.
Nobody came out of that game with any credit.
No, credit to Memphis for going at him. They knew where the weakness was.
Well, and I mean, frankly, both sides were pretty weak. I mean, yeah, the left side, I think, more so, but the right side wasn't exactly Fort Knox.
There wasn't much play over there because Memphis was going down the right side every time.
Yeah, they definitely had their way on that end.
Yeah, Morton did come out strong. The penalty save, I mean, he did telegraph it, but again,
you still got to do it, and he did it.
The odds are never in the goalie's favor.
But you'd think that little moment of
that should have just
favor work that goes your way would galvanize the team.
Yes,
he just saved us a goal. Let's
get this. Yeah. Let's get a point back.
We didn't start playing really till the last 10 minutes, and you're just running out of time. We were running out of time, and so it came to pass.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Wall still had a decent game. He had a couple of really good balls.
God, he can pass.
I want Kyle Gregg healthy because I think we
well,
need
he's
him.
Healthy. I think it's the baby situation.
Well, I think it's more...
Now it's about
hasn't
game
had a full,
shape.
Yeah. So I want him out there. I want... And I don't know if I want Tyler coming off the bench or if I want him and Tyler to try to put something together. I mean...
Tyler has to get help. He had no help against Memphis. Nobody was up.
Russell, as much as I love Russell, he's trying too hard.
He's definitely gripping the stick.
He's
but,
trying to do it himself.
But he's trying to go through 3-4 guys at a time still, and he's got to pull up sometimes.
Just says to me he doesn't trust his teammates.
Yeah.
He won't pass to him.
I don't know that he doesn't trust him or it's just that he feels the pressure because he is expected to be a goal scorer for us. And I think he's just feeling a little bit of that pressure. But, yeah, I haven't seen Rivas the way I want to see him.
No.
I don't know.
Rivas is covering a lot of ground right now.
He is.
But that's also a problem that he's coming back so far when we need him up a little bit further and getting the ball. and working with Tyler.
But speaking about the wingbacks, I don't know that we have anything better. I haven't seen enough of Richard Bryant. I haven't seen enough of the other guy, I'm blanking on his name now.
Him.
We need, I don't know. I mean, that may just be an area where we're weak this year. When we're pinned going forward, I think, you know, G is a good player going forward. I think maybe we need to go back to that three in the back.
Daniel Fisher.
That's who I was thinking of. Just to kind of get some stability back there.
You know, I mean, worst against Indy.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a shocking game throughout. I mean, we had a free kick. What? Maybe 5 minutes to go. We got a free kick in a dangerous area. You're like, okay, let's make something. And it just sailed over everyone. Yeah. It landed in a rosette. And you're like,
and that's not a typical Wharton ball. No.
And you could see when he was walking away, his physical reaction, that it was just bad. And again, we had guys have untypical bad games.
I mean, yes, we can maybe write it off somewhat as a bad game, but we don't have time.
If we do the business tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we do, or tonight, or whenever you may be listening to this.
On Wednesday.
If we get the business done against Sporting Kansas City, then we can put Saturday down as a bit of an aberration. But the pressure now is on tomorrow.
Definitely. Yeah. And KC, they're coming on. I mean, people have given them no credit coming into these games, and now they've done what we've done. They've beaten Louisville. They've beaten Indianapolis.
They're a good team.
They're a good team. They got good players. Yeah. I mean, so, again, I think they're stronger than Memphis, and we lost to Memphis. So,
I would agree. I will also, from what I've seen, they are leaps and bounds better than the Miami team we beat 4-1 at the beginning of the season. My only thing about KC is they went on the road for a week, and they'll have played three games in 8 days.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, we can win two of these three. And they've got the two wins, and maybe they'll take the foot off the gas a little bit. Maybe they'll be tired. I don't know.
But they're kids too, man. They're young. They don't, you know.
They're quick. They're physical. They press like I've not seen a team press in USL for a long time. When they beat Louisville, they did not give Louisville any time on the ball. Any time. They could not find their rhythm. And they do not make it easy. And
the weather should be nice tomorrow, so there's no excuse. You know, it's not like they're going to have to be battling 100-degree heat.
Normal August weather.
So you got some young legs who bounce back a little quicker than maybe a team that's got some veterans. I mean, it's... I'm worried.
It's going to be. I'm not relishing it at all. I mean, but...
But if we do the business...
We got to get some more offense.
How many times, Mitch, have you said that in the last 6 years, mate?
Yeah. Way too much.
We've got to get some offense going. That's all there is to it. I mean, we've said this many times. If we go a goal down, we don't have an option. We need to be able to come back. We need to be able to score more than one. And it's got to start clicking. Now, we've got the pieces. I mean, Kyle Gregg can score. Tyler can score. Russell can score. Kadeem can score.
Wall can score.
But it's got to start happening. It's got to be more than just in theory. We can score goals.
For sure. I mean, if I had the magic touch, I'd be on the phone to Tritz telling him that. I mean, but I'll take a 1-0. I'll take a 1-0 tomorrow. But you're right. Deep down, you got to score more than one goal in USL. Because then, as we saw against Memphis, any team can hit you.
Well, and even if, I mean, in this shortened season, we're starting to look ahead to what a playoff picture could look like. Riverhounds are no mugs. Hartford scoring goals. I mean, I don't think they're as good as maybe they're looking right now, but
they're in a group though, man, where they're playing like Loudoun and Union 2.
But if we were playing Loudoun or Union 2, could we put up 4? I don't know.
I'd like to think so, but we've said that for 6 years.
And don't write off Tulsa either.
No, no, that's not going to be an easy game.
Tulsa are a hard team to play against. You know, I think some of these unfashionable clubs you kind of look beyond. But, yeah.
No, we've got to do the business.
Tulsa's put up some results this year.
So, yeah, I mean, we got to grind it. And if it's not your night, which it wasn't in Memphis, you've still got a way to find a way to manufacture a goal and shut them down.
The funny thing is that outside of the wingbacks, I'm not worried about shutting down. Like, if it comes up the middle, we're good. But that's the problem. People know our middle is good.
Yeah, you're not going to attack Toby and Fan head on.
No. And even if one of them's out and it's Sam, you're not going to go. But the problem is that everybody knows it now.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, we've got three games on the trot here. We've got Kansas City 2 on Wednesday night, Tulsa on Saturday, and then Kansas City again the following Saturday. Those three games are at home, contrary to what we predicted on the last show. Last show, we were just really off, guys. There's going to be fans allowed at these games.
That's so shocking.
It's very shocking, but I guess because it's outdoors and because they had a relatively successful first game with fans, the county's going to let it go on. It's going to be restricted to 25%, which was around what it was
the first game.
So basically, if you don't have season tickets or a flex pack, you're not going to get tickets.
And with the flex pack, you've already had to make that determination.
Right. But again, we're going to be, you know, as someone called us, the mask police. Yes, we're going to tell people to wear their masks. It is a county ordinance and it is a stadium rule.
And the team is going to be enforcing it harder than they did last time.
Definitely.
The pictures that got out did not go over well with the team of people on the other side, not in our area.
In the green seats.
The Richies.
Yeah.
So, but they're going to be having security take a more active role in telling people to wear their masks.
In fact, the staff is going to be wearing shirts that remind people to wear a mask.
So wear your mask, spread out. I think we did a really good job in the corner. So if you can maintain a similar thing, except for Vuvuzela guy, we're going to ban the Vuvuzela.
Well, it's not going to get in.
It's just blowing spit.
It's got nothing to do with a pandemic, that thing should be banned.
Exactly.
And there was a guy that would yell, but he'd pull his mask down to yell.
Yeah.
That's not good either.
We're going to try to be better about that. But overall, we did a pretty good job. So Wednesday night, it's always a bad night for tailgating anyway. So we've just said, no, we're not doing anything.
Merchandise, no schlaffle, nothing.
Not to say you can't show up and have a beer at your car before you walk in. That's fine. But again, masks, if you do that, wear your masks, socially distance. But we're not going to have any sort of organized
setup,
anything down there. Saturday, we will, again, open the merch tent to pick up stuff.
Schlaffle.
Have a charity du jour. But again, it will be a very minimal, socially distanced. There won't be food. There won't be community beverage.
I don't even like calling it a tailgate.
It's not a tailgate. If you have merchandise that you ordered, you can come pick it up. And
it's a social distance
gathering. If you want to have a beer at your car before you walk in, you can't. It's not a tailgate party. There's no march to the match. There's no coming to get your tickets for wristbands. There's no reason to come to get a ticket or give a ticket. I mean, all the things we normally do at a tailgate are just void.
Yeah.
It's just if you pre-ordered a t-shirt before this all began and you want to pick up your shirt or your scarf, we will have a table set up where you can do that.
And you can purchase them.
Right.
If you have a credit card, we'd prefer that. But, and we will... Last time, I know some people walked across field two, some walked up to the stairs and walked down. The team is requesting that we walk across field two because they will be set up to receive us in that direction.
Yeah, Cowan will be right there.
Yeah, Jeremy Cowan has already said that he will be attending to us. So, you know, have your mask, same thing as last time. Print out your ticket if you can because that makes it easier on them because they're not having to, you know, handle a phone or come close to touching phones or any of that kind of shenanigans. But if you don't have that option, okay, a phone it is. So let's keep doing what we did last
time. It won't be 100-plus degrees, so hopefully
that's the best part.
The temperature, the thermometers won't be malfunctioning,
yeah.
Tilting every time somebody walks up.
What? I didn't have 103 temperature?
Yeah, you were dead. You just had to stay there.
Derek was boiling.
Yeah, Gottman was dead.
Derek was actually boiling from the inside out.
It yeah.
But again,
he's percolating.
The big reason why we don't want to fuck up and we don't want to have people yelling at us about masks or social distancing is because the county is on the verge of closing it all down. They're giving us another opportunity. So if 100 people are in there, you know, like it's Lake of the Ozarks, you know, Billy Bob's electric dance party mix, then there will be no more live games. So wear your masks, socially distance, spread out when you're going to the restroom and when you're going to the concession stand. And just, you know, again.
And again, the team has done everything they can to make sure that it's easy for us to do so.
Right.
And I think the good job we did last time out has given us this little waiver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I fully believe in that because you look at how people aren't doing the right thing at the grocery store and being told to leave.
Well, I mean, just look at Wheelhouse and, no, what was the other bar? Big Daddy's.
Start Bar.
They all were closed by the county. Like, even with the
city, but yeah.
City. But even with the new restrictions of you can have less than this many people, they just told them no.
You're out.
So, Soccer Park, they could say if it's bad and it looks like people aren't following the rules, they could just say, you're
close
done.
Close the doors.
And they could say you're done for the rest of the season. Again, it even if you don't believe that masks work, even if you think it's ridiculous, you have to do it in order to have this keep happening.
No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Exactly.
It's a mask. We're not asking you to go fucking mine for coal down a pit. It's just wear a mask.
And we did have people that didn't agree with it, but they still had on a mask in the section.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
Because that's what adults do.
Right.
Yeah.
We all do things we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay taxes.
No.
But I pay them.
I don't want to raise two fucking shit machines.
Well, hold on. That's your own damn fault.
I think you wrote that check, Mr. Bird. But again,
is he talking about me and Brad?
Yeah. But if everybody plays nice and follows the rules, nobody becomes famous on World Star, and we get to keep going to games.
Yep.
And that's ultimately what we want to do. Even if the team loses, we still want to be there.
They've trusted us, so let's keep that trust going.
Exactly. And I mean, I get it. People, you know, say you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. We're in constant contact with the team, and we've sort of okayed everything we're doing. And part of what we do...
And there have been things that we said that Pat said, dial that back,
right.
Or oh, you're fine.
But part of what we're doing with the quote-unquote tailgate, for example, we're working with the team because the team knows we can kind of structure when people go in, and we can sort of police that area to make sure people are spread out and doing, like, I'm worried about Wednesday when we're not down there to kind of watch things that people may go a little crazy with the tailgate. So we do our best to work with the team, and anything we've arranged with them is for the benefit of all. And again, it's not about being a Luligan even. I mean, everybody's always welcome to whatever we arrange with the team. So you don't have to be a Luligan to come to our tailgate parties, or you don't have to be a Luligan to stand in our section, but you have to follow the rules that we set up. So,
and like you said at the beginning, it's always in conjunction with the team.
Right.
It's never us, you know, determining what's happening. It's, can we do this? Can we do that? Should we do this? Shouldn't we do that?
Right.
You know, and Pat would be happy to tell you, he's told us no, you know, on plenty of things. But at the same time, there's a lot of times that we don't, because we know where that line is from the experience.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I think the drummers did a great job last time of sort of a hybrid experience in the corner.
The jam band.
The jam band, the mellow, laid-back sounds of Zach and the Funky Boys. But again, we don't want to be constantly screaming and constantly yelling. There's problems with that. But the low key drumming and the, you know, banging your feet on the bleachers and doing things a little differently was appreciated by the players.
Tyler Blackwood dancing to his song.
Exactly. and there will be moments of joy. There will be smoke when we score a goal. There will be simulated high fives. But we're trying our best, and I think...
Fist bumps.
Elbow bumps.
I don't want to touch them.
Don't touch Sarah.
Don't touch any of the players.
Can I do my ear hug when I walk up still?
Yeah.
Because we're in a pod.
Yeah, we're a pod.
We're a pod. and then pay attention to the pods in the stands. The X's, I think we did a really good job of...
Real good job.
...spreading out and giving every other row and...
And it was kind of neat, too, because I did see what we had talked about in the post on the website that, you know, some people weren't where they normally were because it was a grouping of three or four, and there were, you know.
And we're not being assholes about it. I mean, the registers, I think, had five people in their thing, and there were only four spots. That's cool. And
well, Otis is small, so that kind of helps.
But, I mean, you know, we're not sticklers.
Sorry, Otis. Love you.
We're not sticklers for the details, but in general.
Paisley doesn't want to sit by her parents anyway.
That's a good point.
Paisley! Paisley!
But, you know, I was sitting, Mitch and I were in a pod. With John, and Alex and Matt and Ewan were in the pod next to us. And when we scored, Alex and I kind of gave the air high five. You know what I mean? Like, it works. It's not.
It's again, we adapt, we grow, we learn, we do what we do.
So
that's all it is.
Speaking of charity du jour, green masks. We want to give an update. Sarah, you probably talked to Chrissy last time.
I like how you ask her right as she's taking a drink.
Oh, I can't see her because the wall of sound is between us.
I know, I like it that way.
I don't have to see your goddamn face.
What?
No, Chrissy, the green masks. I know there was a delay at the factory.
Yeah. So. She is. She actually talked to him today. I checked in to see what the update was, and she's talked to them today, and there's some issues with that manufacturer, so she reached out to another one to see the turnaround time.
Now, see, this is shenanigans. You get those kind of things from Chrissy. Mm-hmm. I get calls today of... How do I change my default PDF opening software on my computer? That's bullshit.
Well,
go to settings.
I'm not on the help desk anymore. I'm an engineer. I'm an architect now.
Did you tell him to turn it off and turn it back on?
I told her to thump it.
Yeah.
Thump
it. That usually works.
And this is no reflection on Chrissy. I mean, every mask manufacturer in the world, like right now, is... working overtime because
they are making bank.
Well, yeah. They are making bank, but
no, they're not because they can't get supplies.
Well, that's true too.
There was something on Aaron had the CBS, the national channel on the other night.
They're not making bank anymore because the rest of the world's got it figured out apart from us. we're a market of one country.
Hey, yeah. But it is a big market. So,
but we are going to get those as soon as possible. And we do apologize. It is what it is.
She is working so hard to get them to us.
And then the longer this goes on, we may do like a run of gaiters or something. But hopefully we'll get those masks to you. As soon as we get them, I'm going to promise that Mitch and Sarah are going to mail those out to you ASAP.
Yep. And if you bitch about them being late, I'm going to cut you.
There you go. We will have them available for pickup at the tailgate if you would rather have it done that way. But whenever we get them in, we'll kind of put out some information about how to best arrange it. I mean, if it's like the day before a game.
Or we'll, 2 days.
We'll obviously let you pick up first.
Basically, if they come in before Wednesday, we'll ask. If it's Wednesday or after, you'll get it at the game.
Right. Yeah.
I did notice how he threw both of us under the bus.
Yeah, he didn't include himself.
No, I don't do any work anymore.
But you know what? That's actually a good thing for us.
I don't need him here.
If we had
for
a that.
Don't.
That's the news you've been waiting for.
Don't need him here.
Been trying.
Now, he'll have labels all over him.
He'll be labeled to the wall somehow, like Spider-Man.
Stuck in an envelope.
He's suffocating like
you can't breathe in those polymailers.
Sarah and I had it because when it was just me the one night, it was awful. Sarah and I got a system going. We were just flying. It was
awesome. How when you peel off that strip, the little plastic strip?
Oh, those things were awful.
I would have them stuck all over me.
Well, what I learned is that like I had my basketball shorts on and they're static enough that I would just...
What do you mean? Like every time I've ever seen you, you had your basketball shorts on?
Valid point.
If you do show up, you could just stand there and let us stick those things to
That's
you.
That's a good idea.
I'll
we'll
do
just,
that.
We'll just put them in a chair next to us.
Yeah.
You can just... pawn them on me.
Yeah. We'll put the TV on. We'll have give them something to watch.
Yeah.
Bring me a beer once in a while.
Roll on the carpet so you're staticky.
We'll just put a cooler in front of them.
Yeah. You just throw it up in the air and it automatically sucks to me.
He'll go home in like 3 weeks from now. Rebecca will be like, where did this plastic come from?
I don't know.
I farted.
Yeah. Speaking of charity du jour, this season has been so crazy, and with the start and then the couple virtual charity jours and then the restart, I know we're over 6,000 this year. I have it at 6,200. There's a few more things I want to, I think we've missed a couple things in there. So a damn good season
for no
charity
season.
Du jour with no season whatsoever.
Yeah, the virtual worked out real nice.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody that did that last week.
The no hate shirts. Sarah's wearing the no hate shirt right now.
Yep.
That raised $1,500.
I forgot to tell you guys, I wore the no hate shirt when I went to Micro Center on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Three different people commented on how awesome it was.
Nice.
And one of them comes up, she goes, hey, that's a Luligan shirt. And I said, yeah. She goes,
who the hell are you?
She goes, no. She said, I see you guys on Instagram all the time.
Oh. Wow.
There you go.
I did not expect that whatsoever. So
thank you, lady.
Yeah. Who knows?
We're everywhere, man.
It was pretty great, though, but got a lot of nods saying they like the shirt. And
I get a lot of people say they like the mask.
Yeah. Same here.
It does look like a death mask with the black and black skulls.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends that I worked with at the Fed, she's retired, senior citizen, will say, even though she'll punch me for saying that, I gave her one of my extra ones that I bought because she was like, I really like that. I like that because it's like death and it's you guys. I was like, there you go.
Speaking of death and funny, Louisville City lost another game at home.
I was like, how is
to
he
the
gonna...
to the team where that we've got to play though.
Well, no, I know, I get that, but I mean, it's just good. It's just
it's real good.
The sack hack hashtag's out, man. It took three games.
Yeah.
It took three games.
Yeah, and they won them gone.
Fuck. It's so good.
I mean, I know we lost the Saturday, but we're not bottom of the group.
No, we're not. You know who is bottom of the group?
Louisville City.
But you know what the thing is? We've said it 1,000 times on here. They don't know how to lose. They've never had to have a losing season in 6 years. They've never suffered like we have.
That said, the Cooper guys that I follow and the Heretic guys, they're taking it in their stride.
Yes, they are.
Because I think they have seen us.
Yeah.
And they I think they know how well they have had it.
Don't throw your chips in on one loss, boys. There's more to come.
And they have seen what we've gone through and gone, there for the grace of God goes all. But their average rank and file fan
that's posted
on Facebook, they're struggling. Struggling with it.
Well, it's so funny, too, because there's one guy I can think of in particular, and I'm going to pick on him because he's
an
adult. And, his posts are entertaining as hell because after the loss to us, St. Louis isn't really that good of a team, guys. We're better than this. Lose to Sporting KC. Kansas City's not really a good team, guys. We're better than this. And it's like...
You're not.
Maybe you're not.
You're not.
Maybe you're not.
They'll be fine. It averages out.
We said to Pat, when Pat was here, I said, look, they've got a hell of a spine through that team. They've got Del Piccolo, they've got McCabe, they got Lancaster, they got Luke Spencer, they got Speedy Williams, they got Brian Obi. The guys that have been with that core group of guys that have been with them basically since day one.
Yeah.
Well, since their first championship. Right. You think, that seasoned pros. But on the flip side of the coin, I was thinking about this after we beat them, like, what do those guys have to play for anymore?
Yeah.
If they thought, if we do well in USL and win a championship, I'll go on to bigger and better things. Well, you know what? Those bigger and better things haven't arrived. They're still playing for Louisville City in USL.
Yeah, but...
Where's the motivation?
Nah, pride.
It's total, I want to be a winner. I mean,
And I don't think their season's done.
Lancaster went on to bigger and better. He still ended up back in fucking Louisville.
I mean, when I played roller hockey and we won the championship, it was the greatest day of the year for me. It was a one session, but it was because that was the pinnacle of my... And if we went out and did it the next session, and there's four sessions a year, I would have been just as happy.
I do think that there's players, and I think Wayne Rooney was one of these players. I think Clint Dempsey, to a degree, was one of these players that, well, as soon as they cross the white line, they're a competitor.
Yeah.
But I think there's players that...
They're always looking to the next thing instead of the now.
Or if they know that there is no more best thing. Like, Jozy Altidore will never get a better contract than the one he's on right now.
No.
So what's the point? What's his point?
Well, I'm not going to say that about the Louisville players. I think you want to win. I think you do have professional pride. That said, sometimes things just don't go right. And sometimes you've got a good team and it just doesn't happen. Now, I don't think their season's over by a long stretch. I still think they're going to have something to say about the group.
Oh, for sure.
But it does make my heart happy when they lose at home in their brand new stadium and their fans throw a little temper tantrum on Twitter.
But they've only started losing since Hackworth's players have become more prevalent. Well, O'Connor's players are going out the door and Hackworth's players are coming in.
I don't want to say it's that simple.
No, I'm not saying it's that simple. But I'm just looking from the outside in and going, what's going on there then?
I think 3 months from the road, we'll have a better picture of it.
Yeah, but I also think there's momentum, there's confidence, there's, you know, these things that we always talk about, that if you get on a good roll, it can keep going. Well, I think they know in the back of their heads now, oh, we can lose at home. Oh, we can lose back-to-back at home.
They're about to lose three in a row at home because Indy's coming in on Saturday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, they know they're not invulnerable. And sometimes just, you know, believing you're bulletproof makes you
bulletproof.
I mean, we've seen teams do it, like when they get to the playoffs. They get on a little roll, and all of a sudden there's that Team of Destiny vibe about them, where everything goes your way. And Louisville's experiencing the opposite of that now, which we've seen many times ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've seen where we've been the better team and still found a way to lose. Mm-hmm. We've seen there's no way we can lose two games in a row, and we do. You know, they're finding out that, you know, confidence goes the other way too. So I don't think they're done. I don't think... You know, but I am, I am going to laugh every time, and I'm going to laugh every time one of their, I mean, fuck, our fans still complain when we're winning because they expect to lose. You know what I mean? Like, so their fans having their little meltdowns on Twitter, I love it. I will drink it. I will bathe in it. And when they lose, I will celebrate. So that makes me a bad fan. I'm okay with that. I mean, I want them to lose.
But that's what football is. You want,
of course.
I don't want any other team's fans to be happy,
especially Louisville.
Well, it's like the 1972 Miami Dolphins. When it gets down to there's only one team left that hasn't won yet or hasn't lost yet, they pop champagne when that team loses because
they're still
fuck them. Yeah. We're the only ones that went a whole season undefeated. So I mean, I kind of feel that way. I'm going to watch my result, and I'm going to be pissed if we lose. But if Louisville also loses, it's going to pick me up just a little bit.
But you know what? With Louisville losing to Sporting Kansas City, we had every opportunity to put some serious distance between us on Saturday. And you know, we have to capitalize on other team slip-ups.
Every chance.
Especially in this shortened, bracketed mini table thing we've got going on.
I did say the one silver lining from losing to Memphis is, like, if you're going to pick one team to lose from, you want it to be somebody outside of your group.
Correct.
Right.
Because it's a 6-point swing otherwise. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we missed out on an opportunity to grab points when we could have, but it wasn't a huge swing. We didn't give 3 points to Louisville or Indiana or to Kansas City. So... small saving grace right there.
We have to win tomorrow, guys.
We have to win tomorrow, and I mean, we've put ourselves in a position where we almost have to get 9 points.
Why do we always put ourselves in that position, though? Why do we always do that?
We do, but I do think the schedule makes it even more so. That you know,
no, it's us. We do it to ourselves every time.
No, we do, but yeah. I'm just saying in the shortened schedule, it gets even worse because you have such a small window of opportunity. There really is. You don't have that 32 games. You have 16 games.
Look, we're 3-2 on the year. So it's going to be okay.
And we're second place in the group. We're fine position-wise right now. Today. Don't lose any more ground.
Game.
Yeah, no more losses at all. None.
Sarah has decreed it, so.
None.
But especially in our group.
Yeah.
And when we've got two in the next three games against Kansas City, if we can manage to do our business in those two games and at least tread water against Tulsa, it'll be fine.
And if Louisville loses during that stretch?
Even better.
But you know what? We wanted 7 to 9 points out of this 15-day stretch.
It's still possible.
It's possible, but no wiggle room now.
But I counted Memphis as being 3 of them.
I'd have put my mortgage money on us beating them.
So,
again, this is what happens when we try to predict things.
That's why I'm not a habitual gambler. Like the dude in Uncut Gems. I put 60 grand of someone else's money on St. Louis FC to win.
There we go.
I don't think I'd put any money. If one thing has taught me anything.
All right, let's talk a little bit about MLS for the Lou, our good friend over there on the couch, Sarah. After the podcast last week, so we couldn't talk about it last week, but we've been getting a little bit of a peek at some hints and some different.
There's been, well, first off, MLS for the Lou has been doing a killer job on social media.
Putting out a lot of good stuff and responding and interacting with fans like we've been wanting them to.
I mean, whoever's running that right now,
yeah,
phenomenal job.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you think they're sick of Steve Smith?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes it's just Steve Smith, Matt Baker, and the MLS for the Lou account talking to themselves. But my friend Sarah pointed out that, Sarah, you explained what you came to.
Well, they released the bottom of the crest, you know, which we assume that's the crest.
Yeah.
Like, why else would you release that? And then they released a graphic a few days later that had, like, I don't even know what it said.
It was talking about the different companies that came together to help do the brand and then all that stuff.
Sure. So,
whatever.
I didn't read it, yeah. I'll be honest.
She's a visual learner.
Yeah.
That's why she does Instagram.
That's right. So I got to look at it, and I thought, wow, those yellows match. The yellow matches from that to the bottom of the crest that they released. And then I thought, maybe that's not red on that crest. Maybe it's pink. Mm-hmm. And so I zoomed in and put them next to each other, and they're the same. And then they released a graphic. Was it today? It was the video.
Yeah.
Same pink and yellow. It's not red, Matt Baker.
I
love you, but it's not red.
I think
298C on the Pantone chart.
There you go. I think you're onto something, Sarah. I really do. And when you look back at the Laser Snakes logo they released, it had that same pink in it.
And
I think they're winking at the Luligans.
That's a bit of a tinfoil hat.
No, come
on
now. Come on now.
Oh, no. We can go another tinfoil hat step here.
Three?
Yes, because if you go to the picture that gets circulated by publicists everywhere of Carolyn standing next to
the
Don,
yep,
holding up the scarf, guess what color she's wearing?
It's a little more purpley than the color they're using, but yeah, it's pretty much the same.
And she has been on record on that exact couch saying her favorite color is
pink.
And if you're writing...
And she told Randy Carricker not too long ago her favorite color is pink.
And if you're writing that kind of check...
I'm going to do what I want. Is that her money or...
It's the family money.
Yeah,
she didn't have to ask permission.
Yeah, did she have to ask her husband for permission on that? No.
I don't think he had to co-sign the check.
Oh, okay.
But
he held her hand while she wrote it.
Yeah.
But and then we start talking about how you
under
want
his eye.
Was it like a big check, you think?
Oh yeah, it was
one of the big ones?
Big cardboard check.
I imagine it to be one of those ones where it's in the binder. It's, like when you go to like a bank, yeah. You know,
fancy,
you know,
I think it, she did it in a fat head and Garber has it on his wall in his rec room. He's got big fat heads of all the checks, the expansion fee checks in his rumpus room.
He's actually, it's actually podge-modged onto the walls, yeah. Like wallpaper.
It's varnished on there. Yeah. But anyway, we've talked about how podge. She wants to be, Carolyn has said she wants to make a mark. She wants to do things her own way. I think that would be such a bold maneuver. I know Miami has pink, but it's a pale pink. It's a pastel pink.
It's also a signet. It's not their main color. It's
right.
Black.
Yeah. Right. This would be owning pink. I mean, again, this is all speculation, but I can see it happening.
I love it.
It's speculation, but if you look at that crest, it's that color. Yep. Why did they? Why are they going to release like a fake crest?
Our research team in Des Moines, Iowa, took the took the color picker and did the color, you know, comparison through the Pantone website, and it's 298C, I believe, was the color.
And technically, Matt Baker, you're right. It is a shade of red. It is a shade of red, very close to pink.
I'm trying to decide if Matt's excited that we keep using his name or he's angry. We'll find out tomorrow.
He's blind.
He kind of really got to me yesterday. If I start out a tweet with furthermore, there's an issue. If I respond to myself with
to whom it may concern.
I said good day. I said good day.
So the colors are pink and yellow and maybe black or maybe navy. I think that would be a...
You could do gray.
You could do gray. I don't know. I think that would be a bold step. I've never liked the fact that I know the St. Louis City flag color. They're good colors. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think MLS would have let Chicago go with red, yellow, and blue.
They're primary colors. They are primary colors.
But also, you've got Sacramento coming in the league at the same time. You're going to have a...
Darker red.
A
cardinal red.
A maroony red. Or, I mean...
I can see it happening. I could see this pink being it.
With a hint of yellow?
Yeah.
They're very flowery colors, would you not agree?
Yeah.
We've got the first botanical gardens in the country.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're to the St. Louis Garden.
Look at you
Saint
knowing
Louis,
more about
St. Louis
us than
Botans, man.
Botans.
Or Saint we Louis. Could be completely wrong, and it could come out to be black and gray, and they pulled the wool over everybody.
But
that's
then
the
why
best
do you release
this.
That? Crest.
So dickheads like us will sit here and talk about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I think they are having a little bit of fun with it now. They're starting to use words like stars and
spirit,
and you know, Carolyn, when it first came out that we were changing, she said we're full steam ahead. I mean, I think they are planting some things just for fun.
Yeah, but what if they're using words like they, you know how they got rid of like all the names that they're not going to use? What if they're getting rid of words that they're not going to use?
They could. I mean, that's what's beautiful about
this. They're
just
going full Kaiser Soze.
You can have some fun with it. Yeah, I want to see the cork board with all the...
Yeah. Lots of tinfoil hats.
There is lots of tinfoil hats, but that's also part of the fun. I do think it would just be... I mean, I think Stuart said it the best. I do think, you know, when they announce it, if it is pink, if she just said, I wrote a $300 million check and my favorite color is pink, so...
Mic drop.
That's
just
it.
Just literally.
Bite me.
If you don't like it, tough shit.
Yep.
I love the pink. I love anything that stands out, and that would be a bold swing to me. As far as the name goes, we're still in the air.
Laser Snakes.
Laser Snakes. They say it's not it, but it could be misdirection.
Again, what a misdirection that would be.
Yeah.
And the pink
it's not Laser Snakes.
And the pink
but
is
it is.
But this is the rabbit hole I've gone. We talked about the name last week, and I was driving home, and I'm like, what names have we not talked about or been mentioned that could feasibly work? And I got on this Italian kick with the hill and everything. But then I'm like, well, Palermo playing pink.
There you go.
Oh, the connecting the dots is so easy.
Yeah.
The lead... In the Giro d'Italia, the leader wears pink.
Yeah.
You know, you just get it over with, get it done with, and I don't have to waste my time.
I think they're sweating right now because earlier you said something about shit machines, and that was going to be the team name,
well,
so they're sweating.
Today's video that they put out it said Old North and South Grand, and then somebody even mentioned, what if that's the name of the two stands, the Old North Stand and the South Grand Stand? That works okay. for me. I could see that.
It's not the Fred.
It's not the Fred. We'll still call it the Fred. Right. I don't care. You know, or, you know, it said the spirit of whatever, so it could be the spirit. Somebody said they're showing all the different streets. It could be United. I mean, everybody can guess whatever they want, but
And
Pink's the only one that makes logical sense.
And I have to say, I will thank them for coming to Alton. They even included a shot in Alton.
Exactly. Somebody,
that's pretty nice.
Somebody posted, where is this? And Sarah was like, obviously you've never crossed the river because that's Alton. Well,
it's like a mile from my house.
They guessed San Francisco.
Yeah.
Well, Alton is the San Francisco of Southern Illinois.
That's right. We're very hilly.
When I think of Alton, I think of Golden Gate Bridge and...
Knob sure. Hill. And,
well, the Alton Memorial Bridge is a bridge, like the Golden Gate.
It's pretty, but it's not that.
You do have the Piasaw Bird over there. We need to make a trek over to see the Piasaw Bird. It's been since I was in third grade and did a field trip to the Piasaw Bird.
They
They moved it?
Yeah.
How can you fucking move the Piasaw Bird?
It's not in that same park. There was a big uproar.
Bastards.
Nobody was happy about it.
Did they, like, carve it out and move it, or?
Well, it was just painted on the blood.
Yeah, it was painted, and they it's just an attached sign now. Oh, it's not even painted
anymore.
That's
bullshit.
And it looks kind of different than the old drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb.
Can't mess with tradition.
No.
Anyway, I think Sarah's 100% right. I think the color for the team is going to be pink.
Sorry, Matt Baker.
But we will know for sure on August the 13th. We are taking that day off, and we're going to do a podcast that day. We will try to get some reactions. And
I think
some...
I'm going to do a brisket that day.
There we go.
We're going to be busy. We need to get, like, a bunch of phones down here. Oh. They're, like, ringing all the time.
Like the old NFL draft.
Yeah.
We'll set up all the tables.
We're going to need some whiteboards, Mitch.
Yeah. Can we only if we can have, a card with the logo, you know?
Yeah.
You guys have to wear suits, but like the tie's all undone and the collar's all messed up.
Because we're working.
Yeah.
We're doing a business.
You're doing businesses.
The problem is, this is my house. You can't smoke in my house. We'll have to just pretend with candy cigarettes.
What if we turn on the fan?
And open the door?
No.
All right. But we're gonna do a business next Thursday podcast discussing all of the ins and outs of the new St. Louis FC name or... MLS for the Lou.
You wish.
MLS for the Lou name, the colors, the brand. I did post an article this week where, you know, one of the guys who's not a soccer fan gave his 2 cents on the name, where it can't be FC or SC.
Nobody cares.
And I said, we're hearing more and more of the non-soccer fans give their opinion, which is fine. I don't care, but...
Maybe they become soccer fans.
I don't think they get why we're a fan of just a simple FC or SC. And I know not every soccer fan. That's always my biggest mistake when I tweet, soccer fans think this. Obviously, I don't mean every soccer fan.
No, you don't speak for me, Brad.
I don't. I do not speak for anyone. I don't even speak for everybody in this room.
You don't even speak for yourself most of the time. Rebecca tells you what you need to speak for.
Most of the time, I know I'm full of shit.
Well, he's finally caught up to the rest of us.
Wow.
But, I mean, again, my whole point of that was sometimes boring is better than bad.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Boring is always better than bad.
And I think that was what Charlotte went with.
Exactly. And that's why I don't hate what they came up with.
Safe play.
It's hard to hate it. Now, I think pink would be a bold swing, but I love that bold swing. And if people don't like it, it'll also make me happy.
And the thing is, but the thing is with a color is you can do a rebrand a few years later and it's okay. A name sticks. I still think of FC Dallas as the Dallas Burn.
Well, yeah. And when you do rebrand a name and everything, that's just admitting failure.
Right.
You can change. And then you're like Lou City. Like, you put out a logo, and even before the day is over, you've pulled it back. They've done that three times now.
Just like us, man. They've got more crests than they've won championships.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's funny.
We are traditional.
Oh.
We like zero championships and one name. But we're going to go forward, and I think Sarah's right. I want to be 100% clear. I'm Team Pink, and I think...
And I approve this message.
I approve this message, and Sarah will get 100% credit when it is unveiled next week. She was the one that saw it first.
I do enjoy the people on Twitter that are like, well, that's really cool. But anyway, it'll be the flag collars. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thanks for your opinion.
And maybe it will be. But
maybe it will. It's all conjecture and guesses and speculation. But
Of all the guesses and stuff, I think that's the best one.
I think it's so different to what everything else is in the league. Mm-hmm. Bring it on. Big, bright pink, yellow pinstripes. Let's go.
If they had just released those graphics and the videos with that color, I wouldn't think anything of it. But they released that bottom part of the crest. Exactly. That's the only thing that ties it together for me.
Right. And when you put it next to that, it immediately clicked for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do a few questions from the fans. We have fans. So we were originally going to record on Thursday night, but we had to change that. So... we got maybe a little fewer questions than normal, but...
Good, we got to go home, Ellie.
That's right.
Wait, my family's watching your kids. You have freedom right now.
Yeah, I do.
Zach, with Sporting Kansas City 2 surging right now and Louisville struggling and even Indy slipping up, do we have the players and ability to keep the ball out of the net to make enough to make the playoffs? Any updates on league testing protocols? This is referred to COVID. With midweek games, our players being tested twice as often? As far as I know.
Now, hold on just a second here. I've noticed a trend with my good friend Zach, who I adore, Zach. Zach is a wonderful man. Boy, he is an Eeyore.
He is a bit.
Oh, my God. Come on now.
He is a bit of an Eeyore. Conceded three goals in four games. We're fine.
I love Zach. I want Zach to be happy.
Yeah.
I think Zach just wants to be happy, too.
I do, too.
As far as the testing goes, as far as I know, the protocol is still they're tested once a week, even if there's a midweek game. And I know it takes like a couple days to get the results. And I really, if you want to dig more into this, follow Nipun on Twitter, because he did some work on it with regards to USL whatever League 2 or...
The one below us.
One below us.
Teal.
Because there were some questions about Richmond Kickers and their testing protocol. And he did a lot of work kind of digging into that and coming up with what it is. I mean, obviously, we're all just kind of doing our best. I mean, hell, the Cardinals have, 13 staff members now?
It's whatever it is, as of today, it's half the team.
Okay, so half the team has tested positive for COVID. And it's because I hear they went out to a casino and they were partying, so that's what happens. They're trying their best, and obviously a league like USL does not have the funds that Major League Baseball has.
But on the flip side, I think because of that, I think that the players and staff are less entitled.
I wasn't suggesting it's the same.
Great comment in a friend chat today that you said, what, baseball players getting told no? Yeah. And doing and following accordingly, that, you know, these guys that are at the USL level, this is their livelihood. They don't have millions in the bank like a Yachty or Molina, where they can say,
Yachty was one of the ones that tested positive.
USL players getting COVID is from driving an Uber to make ends meet.
Yeah. You know, so these guys are taking the.
Sorry, that made me laugh.
But these guys are taking every precaution to make sure that they can play so they get paid.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, but like I said, USL does not have the means that Major League Baseball does. So
obviously they don't, they have a better means to keep players in check.
Yeah, but they don't, but they can't test 14 times a day and all that. We're hoping for the best. But as far as I know, Zach, they're only tested once a week. I could be wrong. Unless, of course, if they have a fever or if they have symptoms, then that, they get escalated to the next level.
Pat did tell us that they do get the quote unquote test, you know, but then every game, before every practice, they do get temperature checked before they go. Like there still are those precautions in place, the same as if, you know, we'll go through going into the stands. So there is lesser amount of monitoring going on that, yeah, that covers it.
This is from Matt Baker. It has nothing to do with the color pink.
So thank God.
Back down, Sarah.
Thank God. It's pink, Matt. It's not red.
It is pink. Mm-hmm. Your phone and or computer monitors.
I wonder if he's just colorblind.
Off. Could be. But even Matt knew it was pink.
Matt Bird's.
Yeah.
He knew it was a darker shade of gray.
Could be green. Yes. It could be red. It
you
could
know
be
what,
green.
When you said that the team colors were going to be black and gray, the other, my eyes perked up. Yeah. I was like, oh.
They all are. Matt Baker, I know we saw defensive lapses, but stats show we still dominated a lot of the ball control and movement against Memphis. It seems outside of Tyler, we can't finish. Does Kyle coming back fix that? Do we look best with Kyle starting and bringing Tyler in off the bench? And in the world, what in the world can we do to better involve our forward mids in the attack? Change the lineup, press higher, or formation. I do think Kyle and Tyler are together up top. It's Kyler. No, I think Kyle helps the attack, obviously.
Well, the great thing is that it splits up attention when you have two guys that are deadly finishers.
Well, and whether they're playing together or whether you bring Tyler in off the bench for a change.
I like that option better.
They play differently, so it gives you a different look. It gives Steve an option to change things. I would love to see if they could work together, but maybe not.
The comment about, Matt said the comment about is, having more of the ball. It goes back to me saying, we were a better team than that, man.
Yeah.
We've got to take care of business.
But, I mean, we also know just because you have more of the ball doesn't necessarily mean good things are going to happen. We've had possession and lost games before.
I do like what I see that we still continue that instead of pushing into bad places, we'll take a step back, try it again from a different angle. There is still that going on. They haven't regressed.
No, it's not terrible. I think to me the biggest missing weapon right now is Russell. I still contend that once he gets that first goal, he'll settle down a little bit and let it flow. Because he's at his best when he's just out there running free and reacting to situations and instead of trying to force it. You know what I mean?
This is a damn shame, too, because I'd love to have this conversation with him on the couch.
Yeah.
And we can't do that because of COVID. So fuck you, COVID.
But he's also a guy that he finds himself in the right position. You know what I mean? And I think now he's just trying to force it a little bit instead of just playing free.
Well, and we talked about it at the Miami game a decade ago, but he does need to remember that Wall will get him the ball back. You know, he didn't play with that here last year. He didn't get the ball back when he'd pass it off. You know, don't be afraid to drop it back to him or Wharton, because there's a good chance one of those two guys is going to feed it through a hole.
Continuing with Russell, Tommy Schulte said it might just be him, but Russell has seemed a little slow to him since the restart. I don't know that it's slow. Then he does mention he takes a beating on the ball, so that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, he does.
His ankle swiped.
That is definitely.
Towards the end of the game when he took that knock,
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. He's hurt bad because he's just not.
He's a known quantity, and coaches are going to key on him, and they're going to push him. They're going to try to rattle him a little bit. And I'm kind of shocked it hasn't happened with Tyler more, because Tyler's scoring at a clip of almost a goal a game.
But I don't think they can catch Tyler.
That
sometimes
could be.
He is,
and he's like a feather. He's not going to fall down.
So yeah, I do think part of Russell's problem is he is getting keyed on. Maybe having Kyle Gregg out there. I mean, again, everything opens up once the other methods start working. If Rivas starts pouring in a goal, or if Walls, you know, that gives Russell a little more freedom.
I really hope we see the Rivas that we hope that we got.
That I saw in Tulsa that one time.
Yeah, because, I mean, he is such a dynamic player, and he's got so much. And
he's another guy, though, that he's been out for so long. once it starts, he may calm down and find his rhythm. Yeah. But he's
probably played, what, 5 games in 2
yeah,
years?
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, I noticed during that Memphis game, he covered some mileage.
He is putting in a lot of miles.
Oh my God. He was going side to side, front to back, just constantly. I mean, that dude's motor, he goes.
But I think, again, all of these guys are working hard, and sometimes it is maybe too hard. You know, that was the thing about Urban Herrera. You were never going to accuse Urban Herrera of coming back too far. But that's part of why he was successful going forward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of strikers that we know in world soccer, just watching, that never come back, you know, but they're like, God, they're lazy. But they're always there when that ball needs to go in.
They'll score 20 tappings a season.
Exactly. So that's part of it. It's saving that energy. You know, if Russell doesn't run all the way back, then he's got more energy to run forward.
But that's also where the guys behind him have to start contributing too.
Absolutely.
I think the nature of this league is you can't have passengers, though.
No, you can't.
You know, the nature of this league, you need 11 committed players on
this
field.
Well, and I do applaud a guy that will come back, but save some, you know.
Yeah.
Think lightly of yourself. What can be done about the other team using our flanks as an expressway? You're absolutely right. I mean, I
2-footed challenges.
That will get stuck in. Yeah. I mean, well, that might very well be it. We need a little bit of steel on the outsides. Mm-hmm. We need to put a body on them if they're coming up.
Jeremy's takedown was kind of weak when he wrestled that guy to the ground.
I'm just at a loss at how wrong I was about Jeremy.
It was one game.
He looked really bad that game. Yeah.
First 10 minutes, man. First 10 minutes, I messaged him and said, Joe may be onto something.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I think, just like we were complaining about Russell getting pummeled, sometimes you got to, if somebody's coming down that way, you got to send a message.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to come, we're not going to make it easy for you. So, yeah, I think a 2-footed challenge. Or
just a late shove out of
bounds. A shoulder check, an elbow to the, you know, mid-back. Yeah.
Headbutt him.
No.
But, well, as long as the referee's not watching, I'm okay with it. Cake with the
J. We don't have a good history with shaved head defenders and headbutts.
No, we don't.
In this team.
Cake with a J. This is.
But you know what? Kyle Culberson wouldn't let anyone pass him.
No, he wouldn't. No. That's a good point.
Who is more likely to finish in the playoffs at this point, SKC or Louisville? And the follow-up, does one of them pass us to take our spot?
Again, let me answer that question after tomorrow.
Mm. I mean, at this point,
all four spots are wide open.
He said he's assuming Indy's in at this point, but I'm not assuming that. I mean, you know, KC can beat them. We can beat them.
I mean, as good as Pash has been, if he hits a cold streak.
Yeah, I mean.
And they keep trying to force him to score, they could drop points fast.
I think if Indy beat Louisville on Saturday, then they're all but in. You know, it would take a lot for them to miss.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
But
I don't want Louisville to win. God, this
is
awful.
No.
Yeah, you're in a weird position where you kind of want Louisville to win to stop Indy, but I don't.
Can we get a nil-nil draw?
I'm willing to concede first to Indy if Louisville loses. That's how bad it is.
I'm thinking nil-nil draw. That's the best answer.
Will Sutton, the offense has been non-existent outside of Blackwood. What changes would you like to see made, and what do you anticipate with 2 matches this week? He would like to see Rivas and Russell coming off the bench to see if that can provide a spark late. He would also like to see Nietzsche get some time.
I was about to mention Nietzsche. I second that. When he's always come on, Nietzsche, he's always been energetic, tries to get about. He's playing. He plays like he's got nothing to prove.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing.
He's young enough to.
He's got no governor. He's just wide open.
And that's good sometimes, you know.
But Sporting Kansas City is made up of 11 Nietzsches.
Yes, they are.
So we have, you know.
I don't know. I think Kyle being in the lineup will give us a little bit of normalcy, whatever,
and a lot of flex,
consistency.
Too.
Kyle, you know what you're getting with Kyle,
and it's another option, another look.
Yeah,
Blackwood used to play for Spartan Kansas City. He'll chef them.
No, and I'm good with Blackwood out there. Maybe Russell coming off the bench would be a good idea, just to calm him down a little bit. But it also may make him press even more.
And the other
if
thing,
he doesn't have a whole game.
But we do have what, 3 games in 10 days?
Yeah, we do.
So you know, Russell may need to have a sit just because of that pure numbers.
That same with Rivas, and I think you've got guys like Kadeem, and you've got Gaia Bend. You know, we've got some different looks we can throw out there, and we've got some bodies in the midfield that we can run through.
Mm-hmm.
We got Umar can still come in and start in the defensive role. Maybe you do something like that, and you put Todd up top.
And you know, Umar on the back, yeah.
To open up Todd's creativity a little bit.
Don't look past the guy of Ben getting up top. He can get about.
That's a body.
Guy can get about
and,
up top.
And when he's on his game, he's as good as anybody in the league in that central midfield. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine, Will. But I do hope we see some different looks in these 3 games in quick succession.
You have to. You don't have a choice.
Andy Dykeman, have you considered recording a live show during a Wednesday night quarantine game with the smaller crowd? Maybe this might be your only chance.
We did do a podcast during the game, and it was terrible.
Well, I told him it was a lot of us being quiet, watching the play develop, and then all 3 of us
cursing,
bursting out and getting expletives and trying to talk over one another. I think now with 4 people, it would be even better.
It would just be Sarah yelling, fucking do something.
Fucking do something. Sarah's stare does not
translate
come over well on the pod, but maybe we could do a video pod for that. It would be fun to do like a live show from the Bacardi Corner, but I don't think it's on the...
We need to just like have a GoPro just set up watching Sarah an entire game, like that one that one video.
The Israeli girl.
Yes.
The Israeli girl where she just... going berserk, and then the next minute she's chanting, and then she's cursing, and then
she's crying, and then she's joyous.
The closest we ever did to that was Rocco with the GoPro on his head.
Oh, that was a terrible idea. Well, no, it was a great idea and a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Plausible deniability was gone.
This is from Jim Sullivan. Not a question. Just want to thank everyone for acting like adults for the most part last Saturday or Sunday. Keep up the good work. Yeah, I agree, Jim. I think the fans did a good job. I think we tried our best to set the tone, and I think it worked.
Why we're going to be allowed in tomorrow night.
And that's why we're going to be allowed in tomorrow night. I did mention that we are Team Pink. Steve Smith tweeted a picture of Carolyn at the announcement in her pink dress. Lil Wooly wanted me to remind everyone that he took Sarah's idea and took it a step further, and he did the Photoshop inverting the colors of the pink and yellow. And when you do that, you come up with blue and green.
Ooh,
so
tinfoil around.
If you really want to go tinfoil.
That's a tinfoil on top of a tinfoil. Wow.
Exactly. That's double tinfoil.
I just saw another black and gray.
Exactly. It all looks the same to Matt
now,
Bird.
Instead of being black and gray, now it's gray and black.
Matt Baker, he did say he wants to make it absolutely clear. He thinks the pink would be very sharp, but he sees red because your monitor is wrong.
Is this like that dress? What color is the dress?
Yes, he did. It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. And he says he's willing to die on. Well, good. Die.
Because
it's pink, not red.
I wouldn't even say that.
I don't want him to die, but
I want him to be wrong.
Get your phone checked because it is pink, man.
Yeah, it's not red.
Should we get like, remember how we had that plasma calibration DVD disc where we had to hold up the colors to it?
exactly.
You calibrate your plasma TV.
Digital video essentials.
I don't understand how he sees red.
I think I
red.
Still have my copy of the DVD, go. So.
Is he just arguing just to argue now, or does he honestly see red?
I think he can't see. I think,
okay,
Mitch, he needs to go get your bionic eyes done.
Might have to sell one of his kids.
Noted Battlehawks fan Alex Orr says, he's down with the pink because it's a statement, and you can tell who the team is just by seeing the color. I love that. I love when you can look at a game, like if you're watching an international game and there's an orange team out there, you know it's Holland. Mm-hmm. You know, I like when a team has a distinctive look. We've always said that.
If you're watching a Serie A game and it's black and white stripes, it's Juventus.
Right, or Luventus.
or red and black stripes, it's AC Milan.
Definitely, I do like that. And that's it for questions and comments tonight.
All right, good. All right, see ya.
Birds are going to go hide while his kids run around my house.
We've got a tough couple of games here, guys. But if we do the business, we'll be in good shape.
If some butts, monkeys and nuts.
Exactly.
Monkeys.
we will be back, like I said, next Thursday. We're going to do a branding episode pod. But we'll also be talking about what happened in these next two games. And
it'll be a long one.
It's going to kind of set us in good light to know where we'll be. Because if we win the next two games, we're in good shape. If we lose the next two games, we're in bad shape. And if we split them, we'll have no idea. So,
but also if you split them, it just depends on other results around.
Exactly.
And it depends on which ones you split. Did you win against?
But you take, you take care of your business and then you don't have to worry about it. And that's what we have to hope for.
You know, if you lose to Sporting KC, but beat Tulsa,
it doesn't mean a lot.
Isn't the same as beating Sporting KC and losing.
Right.
You know, it's a strange time, man.
And so Trish, I think, has to look at it that way. I think he has to put out his stronger team tomorrow night. Because if you have to choose, like if you need one result, you need the one against Sporting Kansas City more.
Yep.
You can't. I hate it when in the rotation system you look ahead to the next game. Win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Win tomorrow. Put your best team out for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And worry about Saturday when that you have to cross that bridge. Win tomorrow.
That's true.
On that note, win tomorrow.
Win tomorrow.